Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
KYW News Radio. Original podcasts.
A Philadelphia chef represents the city through Israeli cuisine at this weekend's nationwide James Beard Virtual Taste America fundraising event.
Fundraisers like this one are great because it still is a very tough time.
And because of COVID, this year's event is very different from ones held previously.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets with Chef Andrew Henshaw of Laser Wolf at 1301 North Howard Street, and he is the Philadelphia host chef for the James Beard Taste America event. So, Andrew, why don't you tell us a little bit about how you got involved with this event?
Yeah, so this is a very interesting event. It's a nationwide event, which does not typically happen. The Taste America dinner would typically be a one-night event at one location with a few different chefs coming together in one city. But for this event, we're going to have 12 different chefs from all over the country from 10 different cities, each hosting in their own city. And the event will be virtual, and people all across the country are going to get to experience it together, which typically would never happen without COVID. Although, you know, it's very different. We can focus on the cool, more fun parts of it rather than complaining and being sad about the fact that it is virtual and that, you know, COVID is still happening.
So the format is completely different.
Yeah, so every chef is preparing a different meal. There were 100 tickets available in each city, so over 1,000 people total will be participating in places from Boston all the way over to San Francisco and LA.
Can you explain how it usually takes place?
Absolutely, yeah. So normally it would be like 3 or 4 chefs from one area, maybe like, you know, us in Philadelphia, somebody from New York, somebody from DC coming together in one location where each of those chefs would prepare 1 or 2 courses for a meal, and it would be in one place at one time. However, we are going to be spread out across the whole country, and every chef is going to prepare a full meal. And then, like I said, over 1,000 people are going to be able to enjoy this from coast to coast, all in the comfort of their own home.
Tell us what cities this is happening in. So obviously Philadelphia is one.
Yeah, so it's Philadelphia, New York City, Chicago, Boston, Washington, D.C., Phoenix, Arizona, San Francisco, L.A., Denver, and Washington, D.C.
And then everybody comes together virtually.
Yep. Each of the chefs has prepared, we've all answered a few questions that are going to be edited and then like put together to a nice broadcast that's actually going to be hosted by Andrew Zimmern. A lot of people know who he is. So he's the other Andrew taking place in the event.
What are you hoping to get out of this event?
The event has a really great purpose. The James Beard Award Foundation, the James Beard Foundation has a campaign called Open for Good. So since COVID has really decimated our industry and and been extremely tough and hard on the hospitality industry. James Beard has put together a few different foundations and fundraisers within the James Beard Foundation. So the Open for Good campaign will help a few of those funds that are specifically targeted to helping smaller independent restaurants stay open for a long time. Like, when they say open for good, they kind of mean that in two ways. They want to be open for good, like open for here, for open to stay open, and also for good, like for the better, you know, to help the communities around them, to help the people that work for them, to just be like a nice, fair, equitable, good place to work.
So essentially this is a fundraiser. So does that mean that your restaurant is donating what they raise from the meals to James Beard?
So James Beard sold all the tickets, so they're kind of, you know, in control of where the money's going. So they are obviously reimbursing us for everything we're purchasing, for our time, and then the rest of the funds are going to their different foundations.
Can you tell me about how COVID has impacted restaurants and the people who work in them?
Yeah, so COVID has been pretty awful for restaurants and the people who work in them. You know, a year ago, almost the whole restaurant industry was kind of put, like, laid off and put on hold overnight, especially for people like immigrants and people of color, or people who, for whatever reason, are unable to collect unemployment or federal assistance. It's been an extremely rough year. And for the smaller restaurants, the independent restaurants like ourselves, it's also been really tough because we don't have the massive savings and bankrolls that nationwide chains have to fall back on. So when we're closed for a few months, no revenues are coming in, but all the bills are still coming in. So it's a very difficult time to stay open. A lot of smaller restaurants did close. You know, we are very fortunate that we had the opportunity to keep all of our restaurants operational at, you know, a year later. But there's been so many, even just in the city of Philadelphia, that have unfortunately closed. And it was a really tough year for the business. It was tough for everyone, from the dishwasher or the busboy all the way up to the chef or the general manager. Is extremely challenging, and we just feel so fortunate that we're still able to be open now.
So how will fundraisers like this one help with the restaurants that have still made it? Because like you said, there have been lots of restaurants who did not make it this year, and if restaurants don't get more help, then they will continue to close.
Yeah, so I think that fundraisers like this one are great because it just is getting people talking about what's going on, and hopefully keeping in mind the fact that it still is a very tough time. You know, some places are reopening, outdoor dining is coming back now that it's warmer outside, restrictions are being lifted. But even with all that, it still is dangerous for us all to go to work every day. We're exposed every day to the virus, to our guests who we want to come and we want to give them the experience, and we're so happy that they are still supporting us. But at the same time, it's a double-edged sword because every guest that comes in is a possible exposure to you, to your family, to, you know, someone who works here who may not have health insurance or may not be able to collect unemployment if the place has to close back down. You know, it's just very tough to kind of juggle all of that, and just to continue to have people talking about that, because at the beginning of all this, there was so much support and so much talking about supporting restaurants. Everyone wanted to support their favorite local restaurant. Everyone went out and bought t-shirts and gift cards and ordered takeout and was tipping extra and all that. But it has been a full year now, and just to hopefully keep it in the front of people's minds that this still is a struggle and it hasn't really gotten much better. Hopefully it seems that it will be, you know, we're kind of reaching the light at the end of the tunnel, but we still do need support from the communities that we love to make it through.
How do organizations like James Beard help with support some of the difficulties?
So they have such a large draw and such a large audience that they can speak to, that them choosing to do things like this, like their Open for Good campaign, like the different funds and foundations that they have created, are really helpful to small independent owners like ourselves. Because with some of these places, without the huge corporate sponsorships that James Beard does have, and without, you know, the money that they can get and raise, it just, some of these places would just end up closing down.
Right, and a lot have closed down. So what is on your menu?
So our menu is kind of like a classic, like a take on what a classic dinner at Laser Wolf would be. So Laser Wolf, for anyone who doesn't know, yeah, we did open only 5 weeks before the pandemic happened last year. So we were like just figuring everything out, getting busier every day, kind of like hitting our stride. And then we had to shut down and we've been shut down for a year now, only doing outdoor dining and takeout and deliveries, which last February when we opened, if you told me that by the end of the year I would be packaging more food for DoorDash delivery than for inside the restaurant, I would have thought you were crazy. But so our theme, or like our restaurant, is an Israeli shepudia. So that's just like a kebab house or a skewer house. So the meal will start with hummus and fresh pita. Then we do a spread of salatim. Typically that's anywhere from 8 to 12 different vegetable salads. For this takeout meal, we're preparing 8 different salads. We have a kale baba ganoush. We have cauliflower tabbouleh. So that's like a gluten-free tabbouleh salad, which is going to have tons of herbs. Cauliflower that's grilled and steamed and then riced. You know, tabbouleh usually has bulgur or some type of grain. So that's a gluten-free and vegan tabbouleh. Then we have a spring pea salad with pickled rhubarb. We've got cranberry beans and matpuka, like a spicy kind of tomato sauce. We've got 8 different salads. Then we are going to do like a taste from the grill. So if you chose the vegetarian option, that will be kermini mushrooms that are going to be served with chickpeas, kind of like a Moroccan style tagine almost. It's going to have like black olives, oil cured olives, and a bunch of other stuff, some pickled chilies, some apricots, and then an eggplant, which will be served with a carrot saffron rice pilaf. Or you can choose the meat option, which is my personal choice. That one's going to have 3 different entrees, like a taste of 3, all from the grill. So that'll be a grilled chicken thigh on the similar tagine, like Moroccan chickpea situation. And then we're going to also have an Iraqi style short rib. So we take short ribs, we cure them for a few days with salt, a bunch of different like barbecue kind of spices. And then we braise that with passion fruit amba, which is an Iraqi, like a mango pickle. So that's going to be like sweet and sour and like funky. It's like a little bit fermented. Some tomatoes, some sugar, a bunch of other stuff. So then once they're braised and like very nice and tender and cooked through, we cut them off the bones and we finish them on the grill. So they're going to be like nice and charred from the charcoal and like smoky. And then we're also going to do a braised lamb neck that we're going to braise in like sweet and sour onion with date molasses and sherry vinegar. And then we'll also barbecue those on the grill too.
How does the menu at Laser Wolf differ from the menu at the James Beard Award winning restaurant Zahav?
So it's similar in a lot of ways, but it's also different. You know, Zahav is a little bit fancier. Although if you ask Mike, he'll say it's fine dining in disguise. He doesn't like to think of it as a fine dining restaurant. So the hummus is almost the same, although I would argue Laser Wolf's is maybe a little bit better. And then we serve pita bread, obviously, rather than the laffa at Zahav. And then our salatim spread is just like a little bit larger, whereas Zahav, they've always got 6 salads. As I said, we're going to have 8 to 12. And then, you know, the grill was always my favorite compartment of the menu at Zahav. So we've just kind of expanded on that at Laser Wolf. And it's just a little more casual. The grill selection is a lot larger. And then we don't really have a mezze course, where at Zahav you have all the small plates, the appetizers, mezze. We don't really have that at Laser. And then, of course, we are just doing soft serve for dessert. Where at Zahav you're going to get a more, like a fancier, you know, kind of plated, nicer dessert. But I don't know, if you don't like ice cream, I don't like you, so.
Well, the shepudia in Israel is casual.
Yeah. So yeah, we're much more casual than Zahav.
Have you been to Israel?
Yeah.
Did you go with the restaurant?
Yeah. So actually, my wife is Israeli. We met at Zahav, and her and I had a 2-week-long trip planned to go there for our honeymoon, my first time there. And then Mike and Steve actually took me with a few of other chefs from Cook and Solo just before that trip. So that was really cool because I got to go with them. And then my wife, who has been there like a dozen times, who was planning on showing me all these different places and things, I got to show her a few things. So that was really cool.
Did she love that?
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right. So James Beard Taste America takes place on Sunday, March 21st. Can you still get tickets, or can you still be put on a waiting list?
I believe you can be put on a wait list, although we are already sold out, unfortunately. There's definitely a wait list. And if not, you can just come see us at the restaurant.
What's the website?
So the website is just laserwolffilly.com.
And if you want to participate in Taste America, or you want to see if there's a spot, can you do that somehow?
Yeah, there's a link right on the website, right on our website. And then you can also just look on James Beard's website as well. But if you go to our Instagram or to our website, you can find a link to try to get onto the waitlist.
What are your expectations for the coming year. So when we talk a year from now, what's life going to look like?
I don't know. I just hope that we're back to like a new normal. I hope that restaurants that are still open have made changes and have improved, whether it's, you know, just their guest experience or equity for their employees, or maybe we'll be doing more philanthropy. Like maybe we'll be able to give back more now that if we are still open a year from now, and just being like happy and like gracious every day that we still have a job, we still have a restaurant, and that people still want to come and spend their time and money with us. You know, the best part about restaurants is that people come for celebration. People come because they're happy and they want to treat themselves. And we are privileged and like honored enough to give that to them, to give them a good time. So like that is one of the things that I miss the most this past year, is just talking to people, seeing people be excited and be happy and sharing their joy with them. So hopefully a year from now, we'll just be having a big party at Laser Wolf.
Do you think you'll be able to participate in an in-person James Beard Tastes America event?
I sure hope so.
All right, Chef Andrew Henshaw with Laser Wolf at 1301 North Howard Street. Thank you so much, and congratulations on being a James Beard Tastes America chef.
Thank you.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.